Hello, podcast. What is going on? If this is your very first time to my podcast, my name is Danny M. Cronin. I'm a real estate agent right here in Sonoma County. I make tons and tons and tons of content, kind of educating my people on Sonoma County for those who are maybe thinking about making a move here. Whatever the case may be, maybe you just want to learn a little bit more about Sonoma County. But this is my thing. This is what I specialize in, kind of letting people know what's going on. I do YouTube videos, I do vlogs, I do podcasts, I do pros and cons videos, neighborhood tours, again, a lot of vlogs. So if you guys are interested in not just hearing my voice, but maybe seeing a little bit of, you know, what I do on the YouTube side, I highly recommend checking out my YouTube channel. It is linked below in the description. It's Living in Sonoma County on YouTube. I drop a video at least once a week. We're going for two times a week. We've recently updated our gear, so we're looking to kind of up the content level here just a little bit. But I recently dropped a vlog all about, you know, downtown, what downtown Santa Rosa has to offer. I also toured three of the top neighborhoods close to downtown on the east side of Santa Rosa. That was the JC neighborhood, McDonald District, and Proctor Terrace. So if you guys are interested in that, go and check out the YouTube. Again, Living in Sonoma County on YouTube. But I wanted to kind of translate that a little bit to the podcast side so you guys can kind of learn some key points to living in either of these three neighborhoods. Now, I picked these neighborhoods specifically because they are not only extremely close to one another, but they all offer three completely different things. While they all still, will reside kind of in the same part of town. But again, they're all very different from price points to style homes to, you know, not only proximity to downtown, but, you know, local little spots that are only kind of known in those specific neighborhoods. Like if you live in McDonald neighborhood, you know about Johnny's Donuts because it's just right across the street, right? But if you, you know, maybe you live on the west side of Santa Rosa, you might not know about a bigger restaurant called Canavari's Italian restaurant because, again, you're just not over there. So I think there's a couple kind of key things that go with each of these neighborhoods. And one, let's just talk about price. So again, this video, we were covering JC neighborhood, McDonald neighborhood, and Proctor Terrace, all really close to one another. But when it comes to prices, they cannot be any more different. The JC neighborhood, your average price point over there is going to be around $650. Now, sometimes it can be a lot less, and sometimes it can obviously be a lot more depending on the size home, the style of the home, and the overall condition of the home. So as kind of like a, you know, our flag point figure, I would say JC neighborhood, $650. Going over to the McDonald neighborhood, average price point over there, you're going to be lucky if you get in at $1 million. A lot of those homes, far different from one another. We'll get into that in another segment here of the podcast. But as far as price points concerned, I think, you know, your average price point over there is going to be around 1.1, 1.2. And then moving on to the Proctor Terrace neighborhood, a little less than McDonald, but it can get, you know, well into the millions. But I would say it's kind of like an average sale price over there. You're probably looking around $950 as kind of your, you know, staple entry door into that neighborhood. That's what you're probably going to end up spending. Now, if we go to, you know, characteristics of homes, I think in the JC neighborhood, it's far different from the other two neighborhoods, specifically because it is older. A lot of those homes are built in the 30s and 40s. And over there, it's common to find single level, smaller homes, relatively, you know, square footage ranging from like 9 to like 1500 square foot. I would say that's like the average over there. And in that kind of window, you're going to see a lot of three bedroom, one bathroom homes. If you guys don't know by now, I used to live in the JC neighborhood. The house over there we had was a three bed, one bath, 1100 square feet. But the big selling point to the JC is it's not a tract house, right? You don't have a shared wall. You're not super, super close next door. On some of the streets, maybe, but overall, the lots are spaced out. You have bigger lots. and you're a little bit further away from your neighbor. Again, you have smaller homes, but you have bigger lots. So that's kind of the big takeaway from the JC neighborhood. Now, if we transition into the McDonald district, where that average price point is around 1112, you're going to find a completely different style of home. A lot of Victorian, older builds over there. The houses can sometimes be kind of close to one another, but giant houses over there. We're talking 2,000, 3,000 and up square feet of home. And obviously that comes at a price, right? Not only is it a historic neighborhood, it's in a great location, but the homes, the history, I mean, the history is what makes this neighborhood so expensive, and also the surrounding neighborhoods and kind of what's nearby. Transitioning into Proctor Terrace, you're going to find a lot of single level flat, very, very, very flat. This Proctor Terrace is kind of known for being flat. It's basically the shape of a giant square right above the McDonald neighborhood, and it's all flat. You're going to find a lot of homes over there with pools. Obviously, the prices change a little bit. Bigger homes over there. Again, it's normal to find like a 2,300 square foot home. A lot of those, again, are single levels with pools. So when it comes to kind of this east side part of town, I really think this gives you a wide variety of home, whatever you're looking for. Obviously, price point's going to kind of place you. But if price isn't an option and you have three different neighborhoods to look at, you're looking at the east side of Santa Rosa for kind of that go-to staple Santa Rosa home. I would look into the Proctor Terrace neighborhood. Again, if you're in that like upper echelon of price, right? Because we're talking $900,000 and up. Not cheap to own a home over there. If you're looking at that entry door, you know, you want to just buy a home, you want to find a safe investment. And this is what I talked a lot about in the vlog that I did about this neighborhood, is I think the junior college neighborhood is one of the safest investments when it comes to purchasing a home in Santa Rosa, because there's always going to be high demand. It's right across the street from Santa Rosa High School. It's right across the street from Santa Rosa Junior College. So what we see a lot of times is people purchasing homes there. Maybe their child's going to the JC, so they're going to rent that home out to them. They're going to hold on to that for a little bit, and then they're going to turn around and sell it. So there's always going to be those people looking to purchase in the JC neighborhood. So for you, if this is a starter home, maybe you're thinking about having a family, maybe you're kind of in the beginning stages of that, and you just want to buy a house, right? You're tired of renting, you want to buy a house, and you're only thinking about maybe staying there for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, I think your investment is extremely safe. You buy the house for one price. There's, again, always demand, always people looking to purchase in there because of its proximity to the JC. So when you turn around and sell it, you should make a good amount of money. Obviously, there's outside factors, right? What's going on with the market. But overall, I would say your investment in the JC neighborhood is safe. Sorry, my phone's ringing. I should have turned that off. But in terms of kind of investment and what's safe, definitely look at the JC neighborhood, especially if you're in that, like, you know, sub $700,000 range, $650,000, maybe even high fives. If you get lucky, you can find something over there in the JC neighborhood. If you're looking for that go-to neighborhood, that thing that kind of checks all the boxes for you, maybe this is a dream home of yours, maybe you're upsizing, maybe you have a family, whatever the case is, and you want to be on the east side of town, I would look at the Proctor Terrace neighborhood, because that is kind of the bracket up from the JC neighborhood, just going based off of price, you know, that $950,000 mark. And really what you can buy over there for the money is incredible. I mean, everybody over there loves the east side of town. They love the Proctor Terrace neighborhood because of all of the things nearby. The houses over there are incredible. Single level, again, pools, bigger lots, bigger homes. It really is everything you can ask for in a neighborhood. If you're looking for, maybe you're in that upper level, you're looking for, you know, maybe this is a second home for you. Maybe you want to rent the home out to family, whatever the case is. Or maybe you just want to live in the McDonald district and you're in that, you know, million and up range, $1.2 million and up range, and you're looking for history. You love the McDonald district because of its history and the films that have been shot there and just the overall atmosphere of the neighborhood, quieter neighborhood. I would definitely check out the McDonald district. It's It's hard to find a home that comes up for sale on McDonald Avenue, the famous McDonald Avenue, but there is quite a bit of turnover in some of the surrounding streets, St. Helena being one of the more popular ones. So if you're in that upper price point, definitely check out the McDonald District. And again, any of these three neighborhoods are incredible. You're still on the east side of town. You have the movie theater, you have downtown, you have all of the events in downtown. You have Juilliard Park, more events happen over there. You have all of the great food, Cannavari's Italian restaurant, Cabianca Italian restaurant. You have a number of different Mexican restaurants, which is my favorite, which is why I live on the east side of town because of all of the good food. If you're a beer person, a wine person, we got Beer Baron, we got Willie's Wine Bar. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So if you guys are looking for more information on this, again, I dive into it much more in depth on the vlog. So definitely go ahead, head over there, check out the vlog. The channel name is Living in Sonoma County. You can probably just search my name, Danny M as in Moore, Cronin Realtor, and all of my videos will pop up. But I hope this podcast has given you guys some value. I really, really, really appreciate all of the support on here. And if you guys don't know, I'm a full-time real estate agent. This isn't my daily job here. I just make this content for you guys, but I would love nothing more than to be able to help you buy or sell real estate right here in the Sonoma County area. All of my contact information is down below. You can call me, you can email me, you can text me, whatever is more convenient for you. All of my contact information is down below. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see ya on the next one.